I hope that the quote on the page has brought you some contemplation. Is it powerful? These instructions from the great masters, again, regardless of tradition, and I'm sure you have been exposed to or are practicing under the tutelage of a tradition of meditation, and you have found that the words of the ones who have achieved true meditation and realization, that there's something so refined, so pure in what they offer, so true. You know, one of the phrases within Buddhism is, just lost it, but that it's incontrovertible. You know, it is non-deceptive. And these are non-deceptive. Whether we look at the sky and say, yes, I can see that there's no fringe, there's no center in the sky. And therefore, when I learn to focus my awareness, assuming that I'm not a rank beginner, because a rank beginner in meditation, it has to learn a lot of preliminary steps to get to the point where there can be some attention that does have some stability to it, that has some alertness to it, and will stay that way for at least a little while. Maybe that's 5 minutes, maybe that's 3 minutes, maybe it's 30 seconds, and then we have to start over again, but then it's again 30 seconds. So, you know, that can take years. Let's be fair and honest and kind to ourselves. It can take a long time to get the preliminaries of meditation down. And the same with the rest of these. You know, if we take them literally and look at them literally, then yes, we will say, whatever Milarepa has said, what the Buddha has said, Patanjali has said, etc. Yeah, these are non-deceptive. These are true. And then to take them into our day. You know, did you take free from departing and changing into your day on Thursday? What are the variations on that theme? What are the deeper meanings of that? Well, one of the true ones is departing from true being. In other words, like a mountain doesn't have to tell itself, I am a mountain. The majesty of the mountain, the truth of being of mountain, the stature of mountain, the mountain never departs from that. And so one of the deeper contemplations on this that we would take into our life is non-departing from our essential nature, from the majesty, the stability, the equipoise of our essential nature, and not changing. So through the fluctuations of the day, the vicissitudes of the day, and the impermanence of all phenomenal reality, that includes relationships, etc. Through the impermanence, now impermanence means that things are constantly changing, but it's the things that are constantly changing. The emotions, the thoughts, the relationships, the desire nature, the thing itself, right? It decays, it decomposes, it dissolves, it is rebirthed or birthed anew, it dies. So things are constantly changing. But that's the point. It's the things that are constantly changing. It's phenomena that is empty, therefore constantly impermanent, without the characteristics that we ascribe to the thing. But being, essential nature, higher nature, call it what you want, That is unchanging. Again, to quote, not stained, not separated from saints. You can't stain it. It can't be defiled. It is always pure, always true. But yet, because we are incarnated beings, then we are constantly interacting with phenomenal reality. That which would seem to stain, seem to obscure, seem to hinder the true essential nature. But it's only a seeming, and a temporary one at that, because every time we have the experience through meditation, contemplation, a beautiful sunset, a true moment of love and compassion, whatever it is, we experience essential nature, and we experience it as it is. So much here. We smile. Take a long, so deep breath. We settle together, listening like Milarepa's posture, hand to the ear, listening for the whispered instructions of every moment as we settle. Breathing in and breathing out, which is, of course, the primary instruction. So we will once again take these instructions into practice. Choose one line and not the last one about the mind. And we will use them in their literal way. For instance, not in the deeper way that I just explained, departing and changing. Because that essential nature and what was explained, that already is. We can't conjure, practice in a way to conjure essential nature. It already is. So if we in fact can arise and stabilize our meditation such that it becomes mountain-like, stable, unmoving, then the inner nature will automatically be experienced, again, fleetingly or with some duration. So if you're going to take on sun and moon, free from bright and dim, then there's a steadiness to the inner gaze, or if you're open-eyed meditating, there's a steadiness. And the waxing and the waning of the moon, that is to say, the coming away and the coming back, that's part of that instruction. The coming, going away, meandering, wandering, being distracted, being dull is addressed. We just stay alert, focused. And we will feel with all of these, again, because you're not doing the bottom one, there's a fair amount of effort. And that's because we're still learning to be practitioners. So just like any other skill set, there's a lot of effort that has to go into really honing our ability and capability with the skill set. But then, remember before, we've talked about how effort is only born of the ego, of the personality. There's no other source of ego, of effort. That's an important contemplation right there. But because effort has only that source, but we are just being instructed to use it, we want to keep in mind that we are kind of using the poison to accomplish the wisdom. You understand? And when we feel ourselves efforting too much, things are getting too tight, too contrived, too willful, soften and open. Release the ego. Okay? So there's a lot. There's a lot to work with this morning. We smile. We breathe. We meditate.
And now for the last few minutes, completely relax your meditation muscles and sense of exertion, and simply be, rest in the nature of awareness. We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath to complete our sitting. Stay with this instruction. It's so precious and useful. Love you all. Create your day.